Hosanna, filio David, benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini. Rex Israel, Hosanna in excelsis. Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of Adonai. O King of Israel, Hosanna in excelsis. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of Adonai. Hosanna in the highest. Behold the royal cross on high, resplendent in its mystery. The cross on which the Word made flesh once suffered human agony. From nails which bound his feet and hands, his tortured body hung in pain. Thus was the victim sacrificed, who for the sins of all was slain. But when his sacred side was pierced, a sacrament of love was seen. His blood with water issued forth to purge our souls and wash us clean. O holy tree and beautiful, once watered by that precious flood, which blessed your trunk and colored it the purple hue of royal blood. O holy cross, in whom alone the world's salvation is assured, may Christ impart to us the grace which by his passion he procured. And may the blessed Trinity by all earth kind now be adored, who through the mystery of the cross from death to life have been restored. Amen. I have come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. There is a baptism I must still receive, and how great is my distress until it is over. By his wounds we have been healed. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. his wounds we have been healed. He committed no sin, no guile was found upon his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. By his wounds we have been healed. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted in God who judges justly. By his wounds we have been healed. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. By his wounds we have been healed. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. There is a baptism I must still receive, and how great is my distress until it is over.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Though he was the image of God, Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be grasped at. Instead, he emptied himself and took the form of a servant, and was born as an ordinary human being. But even more, as a human being, he was humble and obedient to death, even to death on a cross. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. He entered not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that awaited him endured the cross with all its shame. My heart is radiant with the Lord, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that awaited him endured the cross with all its shame.
You entered Jerusalem on a beast of burden, greeted only by the powerless and the poor. Help us to recognize the unconquerable power of genuine humility and love. Hosanna in the highest. Like the prophets of old, you were given a well-trained tongue to speak to the weary, a word to rouse them. Rouse us from our weariness, and teach us to use our words and our lives to bring good news to the poor. Hosanna in the highest. Compassion moved you to live and love in solidarity with all those who suffer from injustice, oppression, and evil. Move us to those people and places where God's compassion is most needed in our world today. Hosanna in the highest. Like so many who cannot clothe themselves in the privileges of wealth, gender, race, or power, you were condemned to death, stripped, and executed. Awaken in us a deep sense of equality and solidarity with all humanity and all earthkind, so that we can join you in building your reign on earth as it is in heaven. Hosanna in the highest. In naked vulnerability, you stretched out your arms in all-inclusive love and breathed forth your indomitable spirit into a world gasping for life. Fill us with that same spirit so that we can continue your mission and ministry, loving this world into freedom and the fullness of life. Hosanna in the highest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, you sent Jesus as an example of unselfish love, whose way of life would free us from sin, and whose way of dying would destroy the power of death. May our celebration of this Holy Week enable us to enter more deeply into the mystery of his suffering, death, and resting in the tomb, so that we may more fully experience the new life and joy of his resurrection, both here on earth and in heaven, where you live and love, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of compassion bless and guide us as we follow Jesus on the way of the cross. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa, Vale o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum ex ora. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our life. Amen. Hosanna, Filio David, benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini. Rex Israel, Hosanna in excelsis.